New baby visit etiquette now. In case you hadn't had a recent lesson in new baby visit etiquette, you know, when you used to go and see a new baby, here we go. First, safest option right now is not to visit, especially if you're from a long distance away. If you're closer, be sure you've been isolated from large groups for long periods of time for at least 2 weeks. Wash your hands frequently. Wear your mask over your mouth and nose at all times. And keep the most vulnerable safe. Also, say something that sounds an awful lot like, "What a beautiful baby! You are a special little child, and I know that you're going to bring joy to your parents. Congratulations, all of you. What a wonderful little baby." It doesn't have to be exactly that, but it better be something very nice and very supportive and very positive about the baby. Nobody is ever to say, "What a shriveled little runt. You wonder how something so ugly would ever fit in with the rest of us. Can you imagine if everyone looked like that? What a terrible world this would be." It is, however, perfectly permissible to comment to a grandparent after seeing the baby, "Well, that baby isn't as ugly as most babies," but it should be said in privacy, away from the parents. This etiquette is actually not new at all. Folks have been making beautiful baby comments since before almost anything. Folks have been holding back ugly baby comments and doing their best to minimize the use of "it looks like Winston Churchill" type comments for years. I know that sometimes people ignore the lesson, but this life rule still applies. So in today's reading, the reaction of the two people who saw Jesus when his parents brought him to the temple in Jerusalem isn't all that surprising. Simeon was just moseying around town, and he had a Holy Spirit nudge to go to the temple. Anna hung out at the temple all the time, and both of them got to see a very young Jesus. And both of them followed the beautiful baby, who was likely a toddler now, rule. Maybe they went a bit overboard. Simeon, "My God, my God, I can die happy now because I've seen this baby. I've seen God's salvation in this one. He's going to really make a difference in the world. Bless you, Mary and Joseph. Your baby is going to make some people very happy, others not so happy. He's going to cause quite a stir. People's true nature will come out because of him. He'll make you very sad, too." Well, most of what he said followed the rule. That "he'll make you sad" part went a bit outside the lines, the rules, I think. Then Anna, "This is the baby, everyone. Look at this baby. Can you see it? He's the one who's going to change everything. He's the one we're all waiting for." And okay, perhaps this one goes a little far in the wonderful baby department. I don't think Anna or Simeon would flower things up that much for every baby they saw in the temple, though. They might say some really nice things, but probably not something that praising. I don't think they would add the "he's going to cause quite a stir, make some people happy and others not so happy, he'll make you sad and he's the one who's going to change everything" comments for other children either. They said the things that make sense to us now because we've read the rest of the story. Jesus had a difficult task ahead of him. He would be rejected by many. He would make his parents sad. He would anger the authorities. He would die in disgrace and leave his family without honor. It was a difficult life ahead for Jesus and for those connected to him. Now, Jesus was too young to have any awareness of what Simeon said, but as he grew and as God's favor was upon him, he had to understand that things were not going to be very rosy of the things that he was going to do. He had to know that as he was challenging people to change, that many would react negatively. He had to know that as people identified him as a king and the government officials would get nervous and make his life and living, for that matter, difficult. He had to know he had a difficult task ahead. But on this day, he was just probably looking at the strange man and the strange woman with big smiles on their faces. Mary and Joseph were in the temple for a different reason. It wasn't to get change the world comments from Simeon and Anna. It was to present their firstborn as holy to God. It was an offer, a sacrifice, according to what was understood to be the law, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And guess what? It wasn't a pair of turtle doves. Mary and Joseph were not wealthy. These two parents, who had a child who was going to change the world, came to the temple to offer the best they could offer, two young pigeons. Yeah. The potential to change the world. A difficult task ahead. Offering the best. Those three things. Let me jump to a conclusion. We, as St. Paul's United Church of Christ in Downers Grove, have the potential to change the world. We have a difficult task ahead for 2021, and we will survive and thrive if we continue to offer the best we have to our mission. In response to God's love in Jesus Christ, we seek a right relationship with God and other people through service in a caring community of fellowship, acceptance, and inspiration. And we will survive and thrive if we continue to offer the best we have to God's vision. A caring community of Christ. A people of prayer and action. A beacon of hope, justice, and peace. Let's bring the best we have. We'll make a difference. Because God is now and will be what the future requires. In pandemic times, in all times, let's dedicate ourselves to caring, praying, acting, forgiving, helping, and loving. Let's be a blessing. Let's be a gift. Amen.